We are learning Masechta Zivamos Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Mai Tamayu, what's their reasoning? They argued on Rabbi Meir regarding Achoisei Arusa, that according to them, Achoisei Arusa, you can have a Metamah to them. And they argued, according to Rabbi Shimon at least, they argued about Mukasets. So what's the pshat, what's the drashus of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, and what's the drashus by Achoisei Arusa? Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, Maitamayu, Darshi Achi, Lachoisei Abasula, Pratla Nusa, Mufuto Mukasets. So here you see this is Drosh Mukasets. He holds, but Basula comes Lafuke, a Nusa Mufuta, they're not a Basula anymore, and a Mukasets is not a Basula. What do you do after Shalahoisa ish? Because after Shalahoisa, we darshan, according to Alamad Yama, that Mukasets is good, equivalent to Amateur. Here we saying, after Shalahoisa, Pratla Arusa Kraiva. It's coming to exclude Arusa Akraiva because Ashaloi Hoysa Lashon Kedushin. They only came to Hamater if she was not engaged to someone else. Prat La Arusa. Why does Shema Akraiva? La Rabbis Arusa Shemes Garsha. New case, yeah, Arusa Shemes Garsha. Then they agree you couldn't be to them because they're not Arusa anymore. And they're not a Ba'ula because only was Arusa. So Arusa, they got divorced. That's not Arusa anymore. Even according to Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, you can be tamater. Free a mayor, it's possible because even Arusa, that's still Arusa, you can be tamater. But yeah, Arusa is Garsha, you can be tamater. A law, the rabbi is a begeris. And a law is a rabbi is a begeris. So that covers all the drushes. Zog to Gemara, Hakreva, the rabbi is Arusa is Garsha. We're saying, you need Hakreva to me marba, Arusa is Garsha. The law is Arusa is Garsha, you're allowed to be tamater to them. Right, the Gemara Akasha, Va'omer Rav Shimon, Ru'uya l'kayin gadol matamala, She'iru l'kayin gadol matamala. The Akasha is, Rav Shimon said a klal, that Ru'uya l'kayin gadol, you can matamata her. She'iru l'kayin gadol, ain't matamala her. Chara, Arusa, Shinez Garsha, is a grusha, you can't matamata her. You can't matamata her. So what's pshat over here? It's a little bit of a shver Akasha, the Karaner has problems, I'm not going to speak it out, but I and John, but the Gemara's question is that, why do you, heck you say, that a lot, that a kreva, is marba? Arusha is Garsha and Matamater, she's not Ru'uya l'kayin gadol. And we said Ru'uya l'kayin gadol is the only one going to Matamater. So the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Rabbi Rachmana Kraiva, because there's a Rebu of Kraiva. Pray to Gemara, if you have a Rebu of Kraiva, Yachai Mukaseitz Nami. The whole reason why he said Mukaseitz is no good because not Ru'uya l'kayin gadol. Here, say from Kraiva, we're just taking Marba Arusha, she has Garsha, which is apostle to l'kayin gadol, be Marba Mukaseitz also. So the Gemara, Rabbi Kroiva Achas Leshdayim. Kroiva only is marva one thing, not the other things. So we have two choices. Either to be marva Mukazetz and say Lam Tam to her, or to be marva Rushus Garsha. So Marvas. How do you know which one Kroiva is going on? So tomorrow, Ho Sava Maisa, Lo Sava Maisa. My Rushus Garsha, there's no Maisa Dunter. My Sheikh Mukazetz was on a Maisa, therefore it makes sense that that's the one you're going to exclude. So now Gemara says, I've Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi seems like he holds Mukasets, you could be Matamater, because Rabbi Shimon went on his own in the Braisa, like we spoke when we were saying the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon on his own said that Mukasets is no good. So it seems like he didn't have so there's some kind of difference in drosh between Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yasi was Shafkil Bar Zuge, Mechla, the Mukasets Karameis Virle. Menole, how does he know that? He doesn't have drosha. According to Rabbi Meir, how do you know Mukasets was kosher? From Mashaloy Hoslish. But we use Ashalah Hoysla Ish, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi used the Hoysla Ish, teach us that Hoysla Arusa is not an alimentometer because he was Hoysla Ish. So you can't use it for Mukasets. How does he know Mukasets is Kasha Taka? It's not a Basula. Kirameis, Rile, Menale, Zogdamar, Mulhoysla Ish. He learns like, Frank Mara, Fikta, we already used it for something else. We used it for Hoysla Arusa already. Zogdamar, Chad Mulhoysla, Chad Mulhoysla, the next word Ish. Now the Gemara goes further. It says in the Gemara that a love the rabbis have a geres. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, a love is marba megeres. Now we had a kasha before on Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Meir, why do you need a love to say that by geres? To ladam matama, if pesul was mashma, even mixes pesulim according to Rabbi Meir. So he said it because you think you learn from Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara has a kasha, the opposite, which is a little bit problematic. Gemara has a kasha. A love the rabbis of a geres. For Amar Rav Shimon, besula shleima mashma. Rav Shimon said that besula is mashma shleima. So how can you say a love the rabbis of a geres? So the kasha makes no sense, pastors, because that's why the a love the rabbis of a geres. Because besula would be mashma that it can't be metamet of a geres. A love says it could be metamet of a geres. So it's good the Gemara. Well, what's the Gemara's kasha? So Tosfos is bothered by this. And Tosfos says the Gemara's kash like this. We'll read Tosfos inside. It's in the fourth line of Tosfos, the end of the line. Va'imari the haka parach hachi. Va'amar Rav Shimon besula shleima mashma. Rav Shimon holds before besula shleima mashma. The haki machshah some kain gadol begeres because he says besuleha is teaching marbe begeres. V'mkein lo malikra haka ilav l'rabis begeres neilif besula besula mahasam. That's the kasha really. So what's the Gemara's tara? So Gemara's kasha really is that what do you need eilav for? Learn out from kain gadol. So that's really that is not it's ikachos and rasef, but that's they have to learn the Gemara's kasha because that makes no sense. Ba'am Rav Shimon shuvah shleim mashma. So the Gemara time of the day nami hasa v'hacha. How do you know there on before the Gemara yesterday's blot? How do you know basula is mashma shleima? You know I knew it from here. The time of the nami hasa v'hacha. The darash hachim the elav the rabbis have begeres. You need elav the rabbis begeres. Machlal the basula shleima mashma. Basula is mashma a basula shleima. Gufa learns it out from here. Sakaponim. That is the drashas of Rav Meir and Yehuda on one side, Rav Shimon on the other side, and the two nafkaminas between them is one nafkamina is achoisei arusha if you're metame or not, and if you're Rav Shimon, there's a difference in mukas eitz. If you're a Meir Yehuda and Rav Yehuda, you will hold mukas eitz. You could be metame. According to Rav Shimon, you can't be metame to them, and even Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon hold achoisei arusha. You can't metame to if it's just garsha. Then the word akroiva, you could be metame to her. Now I'm going to go into a new gemara. The halacha is, it's a Gemara on a few places in Shas, that a kohen is not allowed to marry a geirus. Why not? Why can a kohen marry a geirus? So the reason is loosely tied just because she's a zayna. But what that means exactly is a big machlokes. But pashas means because she is mezana sometimes, therefore we consider her a zayna. So now the Gemara is going to declare, what about to marry a geirus less than 3 years? She couldn't be mezana. So that's the Gemara's discussion right now. Tanya. Rav Shimon ben Yechai Omer, Geiris pechusa mevasol shonim v'yem echad ksher lekuna. A Geiris 3 years old and less, under 3 years old, pachos for 3 years old, is kosher lekuna. Why? Because she couldn't be a zayna. And he brings a right from a pasuk, Shenema, it says in a pasuk, when Hashem told Klai Yisrael to go kill out the Midian in Parashas Pinchas there, it says to kill all the Midianim. It says in the pasuk, it might be Parashas Matos, have to look up the pasuk, it says, all the taf benoshim, ashalo yodu, mishkev zacha, there, you should let them live. Now, Pinchas was with them. So how could let them live sounds like, you know, you could take them for a wife. So I Pinchas this, it must be the taf, ashalo hoysel ish, it's in Parashas Matos, this Parashas Matos. So you see, that Hashaloi Hoyslish is mitzvah mutter to kahanim. That's what brings a raya from the pasuk. But he picks his mom, so he says a raya. Rabbanu agar shemeichoy. Rabbanu hold that even a geiris pchusa b'ashal sham yemechad is also considered quote unquote a zayna, even though she can't be mezana, but she's called a zayna. Tosfos on daf samach aleph amud aleph, the Ramas La'ein explains what the drasha is. If you're Rabbanu, what has he know? Because he says v'tayim alafisha ba minayiv dikchavim hashatufim bezima. So therefore they call the Zayin. So Rabban all the call Zayin. So what do you do with the Pasuk? Rabban la avodim and shvachos. You're buying them for avodim and shvachos, and you're not taking them to marry them. Yehochi, the kasha now on Rav Shimon ben Yechai. Rav Shimon ben Yechai says everything's telling what? In being mezana, if she's a Zayin, right? So less than 3 years old, can't be a Zayin, therefore it's mutter. Break the Gemara. So then above 3 years old also. If you know she was a mezana, she should be mutter also. Yachi, baso, shavi yamecha, nami. She also be mutter if you know she's not mezana, like Rashi says. Yachi, I'm reading Rashi inside. I feel basking will shonim nami, the skasher of Shimon, vach, like tehe, nevela, start crying nevelo, the kakapale. It's mashma, it's shiloh of nevelas. So at the Gemara, Yachi, yeah, baso, yamecha, nami, after the market, Ravuna. Going like Ravuna, to Ravuna, Rami. Ravuna asks a steerer. Ksiv on one hand in the pasuk by Midian it says Kol Isha Yedas Ish L'Mishkav Zocha Aroigu. Any Isha that was with the Ish, you should kill her. Mashma Ha'ini Yedas. If she was not mezana, if she did not have beer with anyone yet, Kaimu. Even if she's a gdoila, even if she's a regular Isha, you can kaimu. So what's the difference by Taf? Machlalda Taf Ben Yodu Ben Yodu Yodu Kaimu. But the problem is V'Ksiv V'Chal Taf Noshmas Lo Yodu Mishkav Zocha Achilchem Ha Yodu Aroigu. So what's going on here? Why is he separate Taf and Isha over here? Havaimer, the Torah is like this, to bring out this point, Beru'uya libala kosum adaber. That when a pasuk says, Hoysel ish and not Hoysel ish, does not mean, Yidas ish and Loyodu, does not mean actually Bia. It means Ru'uya labia. That means any Isha that was Ru'uya labia, which means 3 years old and up, you have to kill. Mashenkin, any taf that was not Ru'uya labia, less than 3 years old, there you kill them. Now, how do you know for 3 years old? They didn't come with a birth certificate. The Gemara's going to explain in a second how you do. Tainamachim, Chalisha Yidas ish, Ru'uya labal, Kashmadaber, Atayim Ru'uya labal. Are you just talking about really about in nivla mamish, or means mamish be a mamish? It says that you see from here, it says taf and isha, so it's mashma. There's a diukim here. It's teretz is talking about really ba'al. So most of them not yadi. How do you know taka? You come in the war in Midian, you know who to save. How do you know which one was really ba'al or not? It's not possible to know. A kid could be two, almost three, or three in 1 day. You don't know the difference. How did you know? Rav Huna, Rav Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasida, Haviru Pnei Tzitz. They brought them in front of the Tzitz. Kol Shepanei Amerikos, anytime their face turned green, Be'edua She'ru'uya Libal. Kol She'ei Pnei Amerikos, if the face did not turn green, Be'edua She'ein Ru'uya Libal. That's how they knew. That was a test. And that's how they knew who to kill. And Maisa, back to our Gemara, so Rav Shimon Yochai says, less than 3 years old, it's not really bald, it's not called a Zayna. 3 and up is called a Zayna. That's the Pshat if you're Rav Shimon Yochai. Rabban argue, Rabban hold, even less than 3 also cannot marry a Kayin. Zog to Gemara, Rav Nachman, Simen La Avera Adroikin. That you see from here, what's the epis when you have a test, the face turn green? Teretz is, that's a simon for a rice. Even though here they weren't ever, just it's the nace was made this way in order to show that the panayim of Avera get green. And if someone does Avera, he dies from a sickness called Hadraikim, which starts off with the face turning green. Kiyotze Bedava, Ataymer, a similar idea of Ru'uya Lebal you find a similar thing about a Basula. You find in the story of Pelegash Begiva. In the story of Pelegash Begiva, there was a story where the Bnei B'yom did something wrong, and they didn't want to take care of it internally. So the Shvatim went to war against the Bnei B'yom. And they also made a shvua, no one's allowed to marry into the family of B'yom. Now there was a certain city that was from one of the Shvatim, the city was called Yavish Gilad, and that city, they didn't participate in the war against the B'yom, and also they didn't participate in the shvua. Now, the Klal Yisrael was very angry at them, so Klal Yisrael went to war against Yavish Begilad. But they left some people there. Why? Because if not, the Bnei B'yamin would have no one to marry, because there was a shul, you're not allowed to marry anyone from outside the Shevet. So in order to have some women left to marry, they left some women from Yavish Begilad alive, because there's no shul on them, in order to marry the Bnei B'yamin. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayimtzu miyoshvei yavesh gilad arba meis naira besula shlo yadu ish lemishkev zacha." They left them; they didn't kill them. Menal yadei, had they know that these 400 were besulas and to leave them alive, it's not clear to me why they had to be dafka besulas. If you needed wives for the bnei b'yom, why the besulas? I don't know pshat. I looked up in the nach. I don't have pshat. If someone has pshat, they can let me know. So menal yadei, had they know they were besula, Amrav kahana. Hayshivum al pichavis shayin, they sat them down on a chavis of wine. Beula rechanoidev, if there are beula, so they can smell the wine through their mouth. Why? Because they don't have besulim anymore, so it comes straight to their mouth. Besula ain't rechanoidev. If there are besula, you won't smell the wine through their mouth. So that was a test to see if they were besula or beula. Freit the gemara and avrenofle tzitz, bring them in front of a tzitz. So there's really a kash on this. Why would you put them in front of a tzitz? The tzitz is a nace. Why shamech anes? You could do it naturally. Teretz is because it's pretty embarrassing to start sitting them down on a barrel. So maybe I'll just cover the brias. Navirin afnei tzitz. What? You know a child. You know no choice there. You can't do anything there. The order of shalav b'sula. The shalav ruuy lebal. The only way to do it is afnei tzitz. Bring more navirin afnei tzitz. Amar Rav Kana Brei Rav Nosson. L'rotzen lehem ksiv. It says that the tzitz is for what? L'rotzen. It says, V'hoya ha-meitzach ha-arim, nos ha-arim, nos ha-vayin ha-kadosh, ma-shikdishu ne-yishol, v'chol ma-tlaiz kachayim, V'hoya ha-mitzchay tom l'rotzen lehem v'nei Hashem. It says that the tzitz is l'rotzen lehem ksiv. L'rotzen lehem l'pranayayis. It's only l'rotzen, not l'pranayayis. Therefore, we didn't want to have the tzitz make a test to see who is a psula and who is a meula. Yehachi v'midinami. Why do you use a tzitz? I said ratzon lahem. Amar Rashi lahem ksiv. When it comes to klai, it has to be ratzon lahem. When it comes to the midyanim, it doesn't have to be lahem ksiv. Lahem the ratzon lele pranis. But lechavim afil le pranis. Sagapadim. Bottom line is the reason why I didn't use the tzitz by Yavish Gilad is because it's a pranis. Amar Rav Yaakov Aidi. Amar Rav Shmuel Levi. How do we pass from Gabriel Shailo of a Giyaris Pchusav Bas Gimel? Zok Rav Yaakov Aidi b'Shem Shmuel Levi. Halacha k'Rav Shim ben Yechayv. Pass from Shim ben Yechayv. Amar Rav Zera l'Rav Yaakov Aidi. How do you know that? That's the Rav Shmuel Levi's shita. Pass from Shim ben Yechayv. Beferish Shmuelach. You heard it Beferish from Shmuel Levi. Oy Mechlol Shmuelach. Or you learned that out of a story. Now, the Gemara says, my klala, what would be the story that you would have learned out that he's asking him? You learned it from a story, you heard of a parish. What would be the story that you would have learned out from? The Omer of Yeshua Malevi, Yeshua Malevi says, a mice like this. Ir hachas, hoiseberet to Shal, Shakarlov Ir. There's a certain city in Eretz Shal where there was a kohen married to Geras, and there was an Ir on it that he's married to Geras. Veshaga Rebbe's Rabbi Raminus, and Rebbe sent his Talmud Rabbi Raminus, Ubatka, and he checked into the story, Umatzaba, that there was a Giyaris, Umatzaba Giyaris, Chusav Ashal Shom Viemechot, that was married to a Kayin. And Vechshir Rabbi Kuna, Rebbe said it's fine. So from this story, you can see that we pass like a Shem Echai. Amalei. So he says to him, Beferish Shmirlach? Beferish Shmirlach. I heard it Beferish Taka. I heard it Beferish. I did not, it wasn't from the cloud. Like, what's wrong with this cloud? Sounds pretty cloud that Rebbe passed like that. V'imichlalamai. So, to Gemara, Dilma Shani Hosom, Hol V'intziv, Intziv. Maybe really, it wouldn't be a rag passing of Shim Ben Yechai. But they're married already, you could be Shim Ben Yechai of Shim Ben Yechai. The Harar Rechon went to Vahu, by Geras Mukasetz, like you say, now I'm married by Geras Mukasetz, V'imnosu Nosu. But if you marry, it works. So you see the idea where it's us to marry, but if you do it, do it. So maybe really pass it to Rabbanon. I the Maisa, hove insav insav. So very thing Marakasha. What kind of dimion is to the story of Rav? What's the dimion to the halach of Rav Yechon? Hachi Ashta Vishlam Hasam Soif Aliyas Begaris Tachtov Soif Aliyas Bula Tachtov. There they say Nasi Nasi. Why? Because Soif Aliyas Begaris Tachtov or Mukaseis Tachtov Dir Bula. What shaykhis? It was saying that it's to marry a girl's bathroom. What kind of pshat is because she's married already? It's only a svara if it's going to happen automatically. Here it's not going to happen naturally. So what's pshat in the Gemara? What's the Chahavimina here? Therefore, it's not a good taina. So it is a good mechlala, Gemara is saying. It is a good mechlala. My only problem with this mechlala is that we had a question. Do you learn it from like a mechlala? The story that the Gemara brings down, it's from Rebbe, really, but Rav Shmuel Levi said over the story, I guess, that's the Rai. Rav Shmuel Levi said over the story, so saying, is it Mechlala of Rav Shmuel Levi saying over that Maisa? It must be a holds like that. It's not so Shmackin. Usually Mechlala is a case where Rav Shmuel Levi himself would paskin. Here, it's Rebbe's Psak, but Rav Shmuel Levi said over the story, so therefore, I guess that would be the Rai of Mechlala. Like Mara says, maybe it's not Mechlala. Mara says, no, it's not a good Taina. It could be Mechlala, technically. And Taka Mara says, Rav Safra, Masid lo Mechlala. Rav Safra Taka learned out Rav Shuva Levi's halacha from the klal, but Kashle, he had this Kash on it. Oh, maybe it's because Hoel V'insiv. Or Mashani Le, Hachi, and he had Taka answers this Tara, that it's no Hoel V'insiv here. You only say Hoel V'insiv that you married already only by Geras and Mukazes, which is going to happen Tachtav. Zoino, which is not going to automatically happen Tachtav, you don't say it's Shvar. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Who kahana the intziv geres b'zal shalom shalom yemechad? There's a ma'isa where a kohen went and married a geres less than 3 years old. Amalei of Nachem by Yitzchak, my hi, what are you doing here? He asked this kohen, what's going on here? Amalei dar Yaakov Yidi, I'm Rav Shuv Alevi, Alachar Rav Shuv Mechay. I'm going like Rav Shuv Mechay. What's the problem? Amalei, you're doing the wrong thing. Zil apik, give her a get, and if not, v'loi mafkilach Yaakov by Yidi meunech. If not, I'm going to put you into cheirim and take a rakam idi out of your ears. That don't pass like that. The halacha lemaisa is we pass like the rabbanon who agam shim mechay, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to marry a giyaris pchusa magas shim shav yechad, and not like Rav Yeshua ben Levi.